You're tuned into CKVS 93.7, The Voice, community radio for the Shuswap, by the Shuswap, and about the Shuswap. It's produced by volunteers from the Shuswap. All that quality programming is supported by members, sponsors, and your generous donations. Please help us out. Buy a square foot of our newly renovated studios in the green space. Only $50. To find out more, phone us at 250-463-5026. Don't forget to check out our website, voiceoftheshuswap.ca. Listen live and see what's there for you in the programming schedule. Take out a membership, only $20 a year, and add your voice today. I'm Richard Sevigny, and this week on Live in the Shuswap, we're heading into a slide area with a quartet of trombones led by slide specialist Gareth Says, who's also our guest today talking about all things trombone. Before the break, he and his fellow sliders glided to Toots Thielman's Bluesette. As Gareth mentioned earlier, each of his brass brethren contributed tunes and or arrangements to this endeavor. Up next, we'll hear one of his contributions, introduced by the man himself.
And then the other one that we did that I brought to the table was called Es La Verdad. And that's actually a song by a conga player named Johnny Blass. And it's well worth checking his whole library out, because he has put out three or four albums that are four trombones and a killing Latin rhythm section. A couple of the albums have a vibraphonist on them as well. And it's just like, it's not for everybody, but for someone that likes trombone and Latin music, it's freaking amazing. So yeah, playing one of his songs was also really cool. It was, and when I reached out to him, originally, as I was sort of setting the gig out, I kind of connected with him on Facebook years ago, and I reached out saying that I was putting this project together, and I just asked him for a chord chart for the song so that I would be able to you know, have the soloists and stuff on it. And he then goes and sends me like three whole charts and a ton of music, and he's just been super supportive, man. It was really cool. And then since doing the show and posting a couple of things online, I posted that song and sent it to him, and man, his feedback was really cool. He's like, man, you guys are awesome. He's like, you got to get me up there to play with you. Wow, yeah, that'd be great.
Cool. Thank you.
Oh, well, I mean, I've known Bob and Rich for a long time now. I've known Rich a lot longer, but you know, I actually met Rich via his son and I being roommates attending Cap College together.
Okay.
Back in the early 2000s, and then when I moved back to the Shuswap in 2007 and started kind of just sculling around musically and got a chance to sit in with the Salmon Armenians a few times, and Rich was playing trombone in that band at that time. And so, yeah, subbed a few gigs with Rich and played a few gigs with Rich and you know, we've since hung out and played some duets and that kind of thing together. So it's just been... I really wanted to include him in this because, you know, he's been instrumental in helping me get established in Salmon Arm as a musician as well. So I really appreciated that.